stuff. I've been thinking a lot about stuff lately. Stuff, all those things we accumulate over our lives. All the pieces of furniture, large and small. Some we bought, some we found, some were given, and some we're not even sure where they came from. And then there's that smaller stuff. Those things that sit on bookshelves or on counters or on tables. Lamps and trays and candlesticks and paperweights. Items that we just had to have. And then there's that other stuff. That stuff we stuff into drawers and closets that we don't know what to do with, but we don't want to give away. And what about pictures? Thousands of old photos placed in albums or in boxes, some with people we recognize and others with people we don't know. And of course, clothes. Items that we wear and items that we used to wear and swear we'll wear again. We accumulate stuff, and it can be overwhelming. It's been reported that the average American home has 300,000 items in it, and of the 58,000 storage facilities worldwide, 52,000 are in the U.S. One out of every 10 Americans rents off-site storage, even though our homes have tripled in size in the last 50 years. And it has been estimated that Americans spend $1.2 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollars annually on non-essential items that we really don't need. I don't know about you, but these statistics give me pause and cause me to look around my house and ask, do I really need everything I have? And I know the answer. Given that I collect pens, specifically fountain pens, some old, some new, some fancy, and others not so, I know the answer. I have more stuff than I need. But getting rid of stuff, giving it away, or even selling it can be a challenge. The stuff we have is often more than just stuff. When we see it during our travels and bring it back home, it becomes a memory of what we've done or where we've been. If it is something that we're given, it can come to represent family or friendship or history. If we bought it ourselves, we may see it as a statement about who we are or hope to become. Stuff is more than just stuff, and it's easy to accumulate and difficult to dispose of. But we should always ask ourselves, do we own our stuff, or does our stuff own us? As summer begins to slip away, this is a good time to look around at what we have, and perhaps donate some of what we don't use or don't need to those who are in need. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.